The dogo crabs by themselves, cooked with a little bit of apple juice, make a great jelly, squeezed out in a jelly bag. If you're making applesauce, and because I've got colanders and various things for squeezing and all that, I just wash and quarter the apples, cook them down, again, with a little apple juice in the bottom of the pan, and then run them through the colander, squeezer, machine, whatever, and that, first, I hate peeling apples. And that way you get all the color, you get a lot more proceeds from the box, bucket of apples, whatever you have. And you get a lot more color because you're getting lots of color from the skins and all that stuff too. And if you've got a good colander or strainer, then that takes out the stems, most of the skins, and seeds. That you don't want to be eating apple seeds.
And so do you add any sort of sugar or anything else like that?
It really depends on your mix of apples. I mean, late the ones I've been using from my place have been sweet enough that they need no sugar. So again, if you're doing commercial apples, then, you know, if you're doing something like a Granny Smith, which is very tart, but you use something sweeter apples to kind of balance the tartness of the other varieties. So that's the other thing about choosing apples is what are you going to use them for? And, well, the timing even for harvest. You know, you harvest them early while they're still more tart and better for pies. And if you wait longer, then they gradually get more sweet, maybe better for eating as long as you don't wait too long to the point where they get mealy, and at which time then they cook down more quickly for things like applesauce. We're going to make apple butter is basically making apple sauce and then just cooking it very slowly and usually adding some more spices to it.
Like cinnamon and...
Cinnamon, I mean, you've got to have cinnamon with apples. It's like peanut butter and jelly. You can't do one without the other. But a lot of folks will add cloves and nutmeg. Some folks I know add raisins and currants and other things to their apple butter as they slowly cook it down. It gets really thick and stiff. Can be used as spread on toast, which is what my mother did.
Is that how the commercial type of apple butter gets its brown color from the raisins and other
inputs? Well, I hate to suggest they might use artificial color, but again, if you're using the skins, but the long, slow cooking does cause, you get more oxidation. So there's iron, it's kind of like when you slice an apple, you know, and it turns brown.
Yeah.
That is, there's iron in the flesh of the apple, and on exposure to oxygen, it turns brown. So the long, slow cooking will tend to darken it also. Where, again, for some applesauce, like if you're using yellow transparents, they are so pale flesh to begin with, if you don't add anything else to them, it's a very pale applesauce. And again, if you look at like baby applesauce, is usually, I'm sure there's no peels and other stuff in that when it's commercially made at least.
Now the Granny Smiths, those are the real tart ones, right?
Yeah, and that's commercial. Those are not, we can't grow those here.
Oh.
You know, they, I'll take that back in that we can grow, the apple trees will grow, but we can't ripen them here. We don't have the heat that's needed to ripen them. You know, New Zealand, Australia, Eastern Washington, which takes heat, hot, dry conditions, and a long season. Same thing with Golden Delicious or Red Delicious. Now, I know some folks who have actually had some success with Honeycrisp, which is a great, relatively new apple. I know of a few trees in Juneau, and I've actually tasted an apple from them. They're pretty good. But for us, we have to grow what would normally be early ripening varieties. In down south, they would ripen in late July to August. For us here, I mean, our apples are earlier this year. So we've been eating apples since early to mid-August, those yellow transparents I mentioned. And then one I've been picking lately is Discovery, which I brought you, and Williams Pride. Last year, some of those apples were ripening at the end of September or early October.
About any other recipes or any other uses for apples?
Well, pies, of course, are. Yeah. I mean, pies are as good as, well, I wouldn't say as good as it gets, but certainly my favorite. And we make, my wife is uses my mother's old pie crust recipe, and she makes a big batch of it, and then I roll it out, and I'll slice up the apples, pack them into the crust with some sugar and cinnamon, and usually a little nutmeg, seal them up, and then they go into my freezer unbaked. So that in the winter and next spring, I have those pies that then I pull them out of the freezer, pull them out of the sealed bags, and they go into the oven. For those, from freezer to eating is about 2 hours, roughly, of baking, compared to a fresh apple pie, not frozen, usually takes about an hour. So for the convenience factor, it's great. Make a whole bunch of them when we have lots of apples, and they're in my freezer just waiting to be enjoyed.
What temperature?
Baking temperature, again, depends on your oven, usually around 350 or so. We've got a new, relatively new stove that I'm having to turn it down. It's much more efficient than my old one was, so maybe 325. And watch and listen, and when the stuff starts bubbling over into the bottom of the pan and the smoke starts coming out, you better get your pie out of the oven.
How about the toothpick trick, or is that just for bread?
Yeah, the toothpicks are more for things like cakes and brownies and that sort of thing to see for doneness. So it's more, it's certainly timing, and you've got to be careful about browning your crust and not burning the edges of the crust and all that sort of thing too. But really carefully keeping track, and it's a learning process too. I mean, my first apple pie away from home was terrible because I couldn't find a girl in college who knew how to bake an apple pie, and I did it by guess and by gosh, and after I did that, I called my mother to get the proper recipe.
Ed Boyarsky, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Matt.